Penguin Audio presents I Got This, How I Changed My Ways and Lost What Weighed Me Down by Jennifer Hudson. Read by Chanel Gabriel with an introduction read by Jennifer Hudson.
To my cousin Angela White, who was the ultimate health fanatic, my workout buddy, and a huge part of my inspiration. Jennifer, over here. Jennifer, look this way. Jennifer, over here. No, over here. Jennifer, turn to the right. I always dreamed of someday walking the red carpet in Hollywood. Let's be real, it's fun. Everyone there is shouting out your name just to get a glimpse of what you're wearing. The press asks you to pose, wave, and smile as they snap photo after photo, with flashes popping so bright you can hardly see. It's a moment in time a girl feels truly beautiful. And on this particular night, I thought I was looking fierce. It was one of my first red carpet events. I was a contestant on American Idol and was living my dream of singing for millions of people on the highest rated show on television. I was a long way from singing in church and talent shows on the south side of Chicago. I was excited, taking in the red carpet finery for the first time. I felt on top of the world.
Jennifer, are you insecure about being a big girl in Hollywood?
That is, until that question. Oh, hell no, she didn't just ask me that. But she did. It took me a minute to figure out who the reporter was actually talking to.
Who? Me?
I felt insecure.
Surely she wasn't addressing me that way. I had the height of a supermodel, breasts that were naturally big and real, and a God-given shape. Why would I feel insecure about that? I looked around hoping to spot another Jennifer, an insecure big girl. But there wasn't anyone else there. Nope. Just me. Like Randy Jackson said to me after my audition on American Idol, "Welcome to Hollywood, dog!"
Chapter 1. Believe. I was born on September 12, 1981, in the Englewood area of Chicago. I'm the third child of my parents, Darnell Hudson Donerson and Samuel Simpson. My mama raised me, my sister Julia, and my brother Jason on her own as a single parent. We were a close family, surrounded by lots of aunts, uncles, cousins, and our grandparents. I come from the south side of Chicago, where a lot of the girls have curves. Most of the men there don't want their ladies too skinny. Oh, no. They want a little meat on the bones and a little something to hold on to. Most of the girls in my neighborhood were built just like me, and that's what we wanted. Now, I don't know about you, but I'd much rather have my share of nice curves than no shape at all. That's not to say that I didn't know I was bigger than some girls. I just never really felt all that insecure about it. My sister Julia has been a big girl for her entire life. My brother Jason was built exactly the same. As for me, comparatively speaking, I was the skinny one in my family. In fact, I was so thin as a little girl that you could see my ribs beneath my shirts. My mama took me, not Julia and Jason, the heavy kids in our family, to the doctor. She thought something had to be wrong. "My child must be very sick. I can see her ribs." Mama spoke desperately to the doctor as if I was dying. I wasn't sick, and I surely wasn't dying. I was just thin. In my family, if you were too skinny, something had to be wrong. My family likes to see some shape, too, and if you don't have that, they'll feed you until you do. And trust me, when it comes to food, the Hudsons don't play around. Like a lot of families in my neighborhood, food was a central focus for all types of gatherings, from family reunions to Sunday night dinners. There were, of course, the exceptions, and I grew up knowing kids from school who were rarely served home-cooked meals. They ate TV dinners and frozen vegetables. But that wasn't our family. My mama would never allow that kind of food in our house. She loved to cook. I never knew times were tough or that money was short in our home because mama always had a hot meal on the table. And if she cooked it...
Sample complete. Ready to continue?